Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, you guys. This is Dove Knight. I want to get some off my chest, and maybe 15 minutes or more. I don't know. You know, I do these podcasts all the time. Well, anyway, wanted to let you know that I did record a new song. This time in the studio. I don't know if I'm going to make any more. I don't know. I made so many. What I say is that doesn't mean I'm not going to make another song, you know, in the studio or whatever. It means that, you know, I made so much music. So it's, you can say that is intermediate, or once in a while I make a song, because I've been doing it a very long time. So, but as far as creating, I will do that. I will release something, maybe in a movie or something. I don't know. But I want to let you know that I am going to release something sometime in the future. When it comes out, it will come out. So I won't give any hints. It was a joy to do. It was something different from what I've done recently. But it's in a range. Let's just say it's kind of popish. Well, anyway, I'll let you know. The other situation that I want to talk about is that with my, you know, doing these podcasts and doing releasing music, I have attracted attention from people in my environment unwittingly. They don't come up to me. They say, I am the Dove Knight or something. Well, I don't like that, as I told you, unless they contact me directly. Because I am in a situation where I don't want to deal with anybody if they don't come to me directly. Some people were concerned about my health and so on. My health is fine. If you see me walking from a bus stop or if you see me say something, I'm fine. And I'm going to get this off my chest. No, I do not hear voices or any false allegations. I'm not retarded, and I'm not so disabled. Or I'm a very talented artist. I got a very high IQ. I'm college educated, and I'm trying to better myself and more things besides music. But music is so important to me because I've been doing it since I was a teenager. But with that, being an artist is such a very tough life. You know, being recognized and trying to get ahead. That's why I came to Hollywood when I was so young, to go to the top. And unfortunately, I had so many obstacles and still do. But I continue to believe that my dream will come true. But with that, I get the haters. And I even got people, perhaps from a long time ago, my hometown, who came out here and were inquiring about me. Listen, I don't like that, especially if I haven't seen them in a long, long time, making statements or people currently saying, and my neighbor calling me a loser. Well, that shows their character. They have bad character. Something wrong with them. How can you call me a loser when I accomplished a lot in education and I'm trying to do what I need to do and many things that I try my best. In fact, I released 7 albums. I'm a prolific artist. And yes, I don't have as much money or the right kind of job. I had a lot of misfortunes. I am a business owner, so you can call me whatever you want because something's wrong with you, so stay away from me. You're a sociopath. Something wrong with you. So I leave it there. you don't understand what it's like to be sensitive to other people who are different from you. And I say that to the naysayers. That's why I always say, you know, when people put other people down, it shows what kind of person they really are. In fact, if it's economic level or something like that, or somebody who looks different from them, it shows they have a lot of learning to do about life. And those are people I stay away from because I consider them very dangerous mentally. But I want to be positive. You know, people understand that people don't revolve around one way of life, and that's what I understand. Through my own sufferings, I realized that there are a lot of different types of people. So when I observe and hear that, I realize they got whole lot of learning to do. They are out of touch with reality about what life really is. They will learn sooner or later, so I let it go. But I'm not going to take that at heart. If it's because of the way I look or because of the way I how big I am or whatever, I leave it there because that's nothing but negativity and low self-esteem, something wrong with them. But I dealt with that all my life, you know, every single day. And I think being in, having a little bit of fame, despite no recognition, being on these podcasts and being in the industry of music, I attract attention. But I will say this, if you are concerned about me, I am fine. And I don't want them coming around if they can't say hello. But something wrong with them if you come up to a stranger you don't know. I had somebody follow me around for a decade or more. I mean, that's crazy. Well, I won't say crazy. I have to be sensitive. I will say they need to move on. You know, there's some other things. Because I ain't going to stoop to the level of somebody who was an idiot. Just like I come across idiots who put me down all the time. You know, the thing I learned is I have a very bad life. When I was young, I wasn't as aware of all this. Living in hell as a child and living through chaos as a child at home, seeing all kinds of blood, the police, everything, violence, abuse, all kinds of things, and then going outside and being harassed and put down by other children. So I didn't consider them my friends because, you know, so it's like everywhere I went, I was negativity and put down. So I had to really learn, really a lot of learning that there's nothing wrong with me. It's just that I was brought up in misfortune, and that was then. And as of now, as an adult, I have the power to know and learn and to do the best I can and try to make the best and make that as much effort as I can and not be, told what to do or to be put down because of someone's ignorance. And so, and this ignorance and put downs that I come across today are not just in the neighborhood, are from people from my hometown, the people that I was made fun of as a child and who I would never be around. So I leave it there. I am an adult. I will act like an adult. Well, anyway, that's how I feel. So that's my truth. But my new song with Lamp, it really is so much unnerving to see things because the reality on this planet is very harsh. It's been harsh for me, but in spite of it all, I will be fine. Because as I got older, I got stronger. And creating and making a new song is a good help. It really is, you know. One thing I learned through thanks to people that I met over the years is to embrace who I am and not take the assaults or the put downs too seriously because people are ignorant. You know, they don't see beyond their box. They see a one way or the right way. But through it all, I know what I need to do, and it's a good thing to be unique. Prejudged by people in the industry by the way I look or my age, and that was the wrong way to do it, or how old I am, or how they thought I was too fat. So I made that song unique, and it was a great thing to do. If you want to be in the industry, you should not be judged by the way you look. You should be judged by if you got the talent to sing or write or play, and I have that. So that's all I need to know. I had people who were, they say people were coming around and saying things that I just could not believe. So they met Paul Stanley. I don't know if they did. I don't know because I haven't seen no Paul Stanley. I mean, I just think they were making up stories. But Paul Stanley is a rock and roll legend, and very talented too. But it has its own unique style. So my stance is, as ever, I don't care. I should not be judged by the way I look or prevented from being in the industry because I didn't have an afro or because I was because I wasn't so skinny. I should not be judged by other people because I wear jogging pants. I should not be judged by other people if I had access to them. I should not be judged by other people because I'm unique or have my own style. I dealt with that with idiots who were my age in upstate New York, and I dealt with idiots who are living nearby me who simply don't understand open-mindedness and learn how to mind their business and be healthy mentally. I am not on this planet to live by somebody else's rules. I am trying to be successful, do what I need to do. But it gives them no right to be calling me a loser or saying that I can't make it in industry or it's over or I don't have talent. Something is wrong with them. They're a hater and they're terrible. And if they have children, then they shouldn't be raising children acting like that way because they themselves are acting like children and something is wrong with them mentally. So that's what I deal with. The adversity of dealing with haters, whether they come from when I was a child as well as an adult. And I'm a creator. I'm not here on this planet to listen to that. At the same time, across the street, somebody used a slur. That's not what I'm here on the planet to deal with. I'm on this planet to act like and be like and love thyself because I'm a good person. I am going to work hard to better myself, but I'm going to do it on my own terms. I didn't come on this planet to be belittled and to put down on a daily basis, but that's what's happened. When I try to do the right thing and try to celebrate my life and try to do the best I can to respect others, I have to hear that same old reminder to keep my head up when somebody put me down because something is wrong with them. They don't have the capacity to be nice and cordial to a human being like me. So I leave it there. But at the same time, the good thing about it is that's why I became a creator, wrote songs because of these situations. I just wrote a new song, because how I write songs is on the keyboard, like what I wrote with the new song, And I write on a keyboard or I sing out because I use my voice as an instrument. And it's called Clyde Is Not a Loser. And my name ain't no Clyde. Clyde don't exist here. My name is Dove Knight. But there is a Clyde. They should not be calling Clyde a loser if that one exists. Because my Clyde do not exist. Well, anyway, I leave it there to all of you who have dreams or who have suffered adversity. Because I know a lot of you out there are suffering from adversity and being put down all the time from haters. Just realize something wrong with them. They truly have low self-esteem. Something is seriously wrong with them, especially if they're adults. So you just ignore them and continue to do what you need to do. And I'm going to say this another thing. I am not no preacher. I am not no minister. Some people call me that. I will never aspire to be a minister or preacher or tell people what to do. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm a communicator as the artistry. Why I love to sing and write and play and also write books and design videos and design albums. I also have to communicate as part of the podcast of the artistry. So I say that. So if you see me and if I look older or if I look fatter or if I look too tall or whatever, that is not what represents Dove Knight. Dove Knight is an artist. If you got to know me, did you talk to me? If you're going to sit there in a car or somebody's going to sit there in a car and call me names or make assessments on my health, then something is seriously wrong with them when they don't talk to me. They shouldn't be following me around at all, stalking. Well, anyway, that's exactly what I went through. So I leave it there. But the new song will come out, and you continue to go for your dreams like I'm going for my dreams because that's how I feel. And this is just advice. It's not a command. I love to communicate, and it's part of what I need to do. I think my part of my destiny in my own way is to use the spoken word and the written word in a versatile manner, meaning part of the spoken word, music, artistry, but also talking about issues. Because I didn't come on this planet to be stepped on or to be made fun of by some idiot. I came on this planet to know that I'm a good person because God made me who I am. And if God put me on this planet, then I'm supposed to be on this planet to be somebody. I have worth, self-love. So that's why I leave it there. I know that at the same time I try to be respectful of others. Like when I get angry about some of the situations, I say things, you know, like, what is they doing? Why are they, you know? And then I realize I have to just concentrate on myself, try to be careful about what I say because I'm a great person, but so is everybody out there. And I'm not going to be told or hindered in any way of self-expression. At the same time, the most important thing I know or have learned is to mind my business. If they can't mind their business, something wrong with them mentally. That's all I need to say. But the new song will come out soon. I don't know when, maybe tomorrow, or maybe in a week, or maybe in 2 months. I will let you know. It definitely would be a good surprise for 2022. So if all of you have dreams or whatever you want to do, may it all come true. And that's just advice. Whatever you believe and whatever you want to do, I hope it comes true because we all deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. You deserve to be happy because we all got to love ourselves. Self-love is so important in this world. I had to love myself while it's very hard. It's hard to love thyself with all the criticism and the adversity. It really is, but I have to do it. And that's what I believe. And I want to say I hope everything works out for you, whoever is listening to me on these podcasts. May God bless you all because we all God's children because we're not the same as far as personality look or character. No matter where we come from, we are all unique in one way or another, and we have to embrace it. Good day, good night from Dove Mike.